Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this late edition of Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at politics from a conservative Christian point of view. What I first like to start out with, folks, I hope all of y'all had a happy Easter last Sunday and you spent time with your families and maybe that time with you that you have with your family members. And the reason being for this late Sunday edition of Team Liberty Radio, where we're usually on at 6 p.m., is I had to deal with family issues. We had a death in our family this past week, and the funeral was today. And I knew I would not be home in time for the show, so I pushed the show back to 11 o'clock. I'd like to thank everyone for joining in, listening to the show. And again, I'd like to say, I know I stated this before, but like I said, I go back and listen to rebroadcasts of the show, and sometimes there are business announcements or political advertisements, yet this is a politic-based show. The stance on supporting the candidates for Team Liberty Radio is that we do not officially support any candidate on the show. So if you hear a political ad, it is put there by Blog Talk Radio for people that pay for the ads, and they're not fully endorsed by Team Liberty Radio, which Team Liberty Radio will not support any candidate. We'll just give you the dirt, the good and the bad on every candidate, and tell you how or what we think on each candidate. With that said, folks, we're going to jump into looking at the primary results that happened since our last show. And the first one being starting in Arizona on March the 22nd on the Republican side, it was a winner-take-all with Donald Trump winning, taking all 58 delegates. Now, on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton took 44 delegates with Sanders 30. Clinton won the state of Arizona. And on the Democratic side, it was a proportional where the delegates were split up on based on who won. So Clinton got 44, Sanders got 30. The next one on the 22nd of March was the Idaho Democratic primary, where Sanders took Idaho with a win with 18 delegates and Clinton took 5. Utah was where both parties was there. Cruz won. The Republican side, it was a winner-take-all. And on the Republican side, it was Sanders taking Utah 27 delegates to Clinton 6. So Sanders is getting on a roll, and he continued roll going to the next primary on March the 26th. They was all Democratic primaries. We'll start first with Alaska. Sanders took Alaska and got 13 delegates to Clinton's 3. He also took Hawaii with 17 delegates and Clinton's 8. And he also took Washington State Democratic primary with 25 delegates to Clinton's 9. Now, with that said, Bernie Sanders is on a roll, whether you like him or not. He is a prime challenge to Clinton, and it just shows that the establishment is in trouble with the wins of Trump and Sanders in these primaries, and establishment is getting nervous. Hence, in the title of today's show, calling the stealing of the 2016 election. And we'll be looking at how they're stealing the election of 2016. This is going to be a very informative show on how the establishment is stealing the 2016 election in plain sight. But to go on and continue, as of right now, the current delegate count is of this. We'll start on the Democratic side, again, where you need 2,383 delegates to win. Clinton, as of right now, these are regular delegates, not including the super delegates. Clinton has 1,243. Sanders has 980. Since the last show we had, Sanders has basically, I said he was left for dead, and there is no way he could win it. Well, after these current, since the last show, Sanders been on a tear, winning states that he is closing in on the regular delegate count. He's within less than 300 of Hillary. But on the superdelegate side, there is a wide margin where Clinton has 469 to Sanders 31, which that gives Hillary a total of 1,712 to Bernie's 1,011 delegates. Right there is where the big disparity is on the superdelegate. And I will go more into that in the show after break, after we go over a couple more items before we take a quick break and go to the stealing of the 2016 election. But this is going to be a tough challenge for Sanders to overcome. You never know, he might do it, but then get the Democratic National Party or National Committee data. But it'll be hard for him to do. I don't see him getting it. But I'll continue that when we get to our main heart of our show. We go to the Republican side delegate count, where you need 1,237. Trump has 735. Cruz has 461. And Kasich has 143 delegates. On the Republican side, there is 848 delegates left. Or 848 delegates remaining with the rest of the primaries. And Trump needs 502 to win, which is very doable. Cruz has to have 776, or roughly about 80%, 80 to 90% of remaining delegates to win, where Trump has to have about 55, 60% of the remaining delegates. And there is no chance of Kasich winning. If he was to win all the remaining delegates, that would just put him at 992 delegates. But we'll go on about this delegates and how all this is in the stealing of the 2016 election. What we're going to look at is the upcoming primaries left. And before next show, there are three primaries. And the big battleground in the Badger State of Wisconsin coming up on April the 5th, where there is 42 delegates on the GOP side with a winner take all. And, of course, on Democratic side, there's 96 delegates. But they're prorated out depending on how the two finishes. Sanders could gain a lot of ground right here if he gets majority of delegates. Then on April the 8th, we have the Colorado Republican Convention. On the GOP, we'll choose delegates bound to a candidate at district conventions on April the 8th. And the state convention on April the 9th. This is another one in prorated on the Republican side, where there's 37 delegates up for grabs. Then on April the 9th, there's the Wyoming Democratic Caucus, where there is 18 delegates up for vote, and they'll be prorated also. Folks, we're getting ready to take a quick break, and we'd love to have you call in and discuss this topic for our show of the stealing of the 2016 election. The call-in number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach us on our chat board. Note you can only call in and ask questions during the live show. And the article will be up for this show tomorrow. As with what was going on this weekend for me, I wasn't able to get the article finished time for show. It will be finished tomorrow at our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. But again, we'll be back after this quick break, and we'll talk about the stealing of the 2016 election. Welcome back, folks. Again, our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. If you got any questions, comments, retorts about our show topic of stealing of the 2016 election, I'll be glad to answer them, comment, or have a battle of wits with you if you would like. I'm always up for a good debate. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is, on both sides, on the GOP and Democratic side, there is a blatant stealing of delegates. It doesn't matter whether or not you like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, you do have to be concerned about what is going on in the stealing of the 2016 presidential election. There are reports of delegates being stolen on both sides in the Democrat and Republican Party. And I'll be honest, folks, what is mainstream media, which I call mainstream media or dropout media, saying about this? Nothing. If they do mention it, it's like a joke to them. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Before we get into the heart of the matter, I want you to listen to this clip from Curley Hoagland. He is the head unbound GOP delegate from North Dakota. He was on CNBC Squawk Box talking to them about this. I'm gonna let you listen to it before I comment on it, but when we come back after the clip, I'm going to comment on it, folks. This should really, well, let's go to the clip.
Curley Hoagland, an RNC Standing Rules Committee member and an unbound delegate from North Dakota, told CNBC's Rebecca Quick that Republican voters do not choose their presidential nominees.
Will this be a contested convention?
It appears that we're headed that way. I don't see very many options that would go down a different path. The requirement is that the candidate must demonstrate the support of the majority of the delegates from 8 states that are permanently seated, so that vote can't even be taken until the convention. So obviously, no determination can be made until the convention.
I've heard from a lot of voters who say if they feel like their votes got stolen, that they would be very unhappy and very angry. I think you're looking at a different situation. I realize these have been the rules, but the last time these rules were put in place was 1976. It's been a long time since then.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, that's a problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the concept. That's the conflict here. We're just one of the political parties. There's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
And why am I holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
Do you think?
So, folks, you heard what he said right there. Political parties, not the voters, choose their presidential nominees. And then he also says the media has created the perception that the voters choose the nominee. That's the conflict here. Now, folks, that was, like I said, Curly Hoglan, and he's on the GOP Rules Committee. And he's just giving you the flat-out truth. The establishment is uncloaking themselves and showing their evil sides on how they give you this perception that we have a choice. Folks, if you're not outraged by this, something's wrong with you. Our Constitution gives us the right to choose the voters, but they're blatantly coming out in front of you and saying, you have no choice. We do what we want to. Well, folks, you need to get up, get mad, and do something about it. We need to take the fight to them. Let's listen to that clip one more time.
Curly Hoglan, an RNC Standing Rules Committee member and an unbound delegate from North Dakota, told CNBC's Rebecca Quick that Republican voters do not choose their presidential nominees.
Will this be a contested convention?
It appears that we're headed that way. I don't see very many options that would go down a different path. The requirement is that the candidate must demonstrate the support of the majority of the delegates from 8 states that are permanently seated, so that vote can't even be taken until the convention. So obviously, no determination can be made until the convention.
I've heard from a lot of voters who say if they feel like their votes got stolen, that they would be very unhappy and very angry. I think you're looking at a different situation. I realize these have been the rules, but the last time these rules were put in place was 1976. It's been a long time since then.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, that's a problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the concept, that's the conflict here. We're just one of the political parties. There's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
And why am I holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
Do you think?
See, he says a good point. Let's talk about how the stealing on both sides started. It started back in Iowa on both sides, on Democratic and Republican side. We'll look first at the Democratic side in Iowa. If everybody was paying attention, and I hope you was, for starters, everyone has been talking about the 6 delegates that Hillary won, each by a coin flip. The odds of her winning the 6 coin tosses in a row is an astounding 1 in 64 chance on each one of them. If, and everybody remembers, this was a very, very close race out there in Iowa. And anybody who's flipped a coin, they know how hard it is to get heads or tails 6 straight times. Normally it's a 50-50, so if you look at it, 50, you divide them in half, 3 and 3. Bernie would have won Iowa and got all the superdelegates. But, lo and behold, what happened? Magically, Hillary won and got all the superdelegates. And Iowa is a prorated state where it should have been split 50-50 amongst each of them. That just shows you how the deck is stacked against Bernie and against Trump because they are anti-establishment candidates. And what I mean anti-establishment, I mean they're not bought. Neither one of them is bought and paid for by special interest groups. They are using their own monies. In Trump's case and in Sanders' case, he is using small donors like me and you folks, common working man donors. I don't like Sanders because he is a self-proclaimed socialist, and that is not what we need in this country. But he is anti-establishment. That's the only thing I like about the man. Trump is anti-establishment, and that's why they're scared of both of these people. But let's hit real quick on this about Iowa. This is one stat I found that was statistic. One fact that the Democrats did not staff 90 of the precincts in Iowa. In other words, there were 90 precincts where it is impossible to know if the results were accurate. This amounts to about 5% of all the Democratic votes in Iowa. In a race this close, that was a pretty big deal. Now to go over to the Republican side in Iowa. And what I'm talking about voter fraud is where Cruz campaign staff put out a tweet right before the caucus opened and said Ben Carson had dropped out of the race 15 minutes before the caucus, 15, 30 minutes before the caucus was going to start. And then, even as Carson's people come out and said, well, we're not dropping out for 15, 20 minutes after the caucus is open, Cruz's campaign staff still kept sending out this tweet saying that the voters should come over to him. Carson is dropping out. That is nothing but dirty pull, and I know politics is a dirty business, but you should not be dipping for them tricks of being sorry. Honestly, folks, in my opinion, sorry scumbags of stealing delegates. And the best zinger about this I heard come from Donald Trump. And this was on the debate right after the Iowa caucus, and Trump ended the debate by sucking the win out of Cruz's sales. After Cruz bragged about winning Iowa in his closing statement, Trump led this haymaker says, that's because you stole Ben Carson's votes, by the way. Whether you like Trump or not, if you're a Cruz supporter, I know some people are that's listening to this broadcast, but that was nothing but dirty sorriness done by his campaign staff. But we've had the reports of the voter fraud where I covered in my last article on Super Tuesday voter fraud. Go back and look at that article, folks, in Virginia, where voters received ballots already marked for Rubio, and in Texas, where Trump's votes was being given to Rubio by the computer program. That's why we need to go back to paper ballots. And out in Utah, there was supreme voter fraud, and in Iowa, there is being issues of voter fraud on both sides. And I have received word through some connections I have made since I've started this, that both sides, the Sanders and Trump side, are looking into possible contesting the delegate count at their respective committee, the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, when it comes up. So this is going to get interesting. But just in Utah, a GOP caucus candidate, a voter, was said that he was handed 50 ballots to vote at one time. And one of the voters was described saying the caucus as a vote with no apparent controls, no credential checks, no ID checks, and the ballots were being handed out like napkins, with at least 250 ballots passed out of only 120 voters. This is like unbelievable that the establishment is so scared of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. They are taking the election out of the hands of the voters, out of the populist vote, and put whoever they want in president. If you see this and see what is going on, please join me in screaming out about this. protesting about this and saying, this is not what we want. Our votes matter. The popular votes is what should count. I agree with a quote by George Washington, and I wish I had the quote pulled up, but he was warning about the two political parties. There should not be political parties. Let's do away with the delegate counts on both sides. Let's do away with the delegate counts on both sides and just go by straight people's votes. Return to the paper ballots. Return to the paper ballots and let the populist vote count like the way it was intended to when this country was started, when we started voting for president. It was done by paper ballots, and it was done that way for several years until this fraud was started back in the 50s, I believe, was when the first time we had this problem. Folks, you should be upset just like I am with what is going on here. This is not right. This is not what we should do. This is not what we should have. I was hoping we would get some callers call in on this. And maybe it's because of the late hour of the show or some people on the chat board. But folks, if you're listening to this podcast, go to the website. You'll see my contact information. And if your state has had the primaries already and you suspect voter fraud, send them in to me. Like I said, I've made a few contacts since I started this show. And I will send them to the correct places. If you're a Democrat, I'll send them to the contacts I made on the Bernie side, and I'll send them to the Trump side. But, folks, we need to get serious about this voter fraud. They are taking the election out of our hands voting. They are stealing the election from us. They're turning it into a whoever the committee chooses on the Democratic side and on the Republican side. On the Republican side, they're choosing Kasich or Cruz. On the Democratic side, they're choosing Hillary. But folks, we vote. They give us the illusion that our vote counts. And most people are just sitting there like, la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da. It ain't going to matter. Yes, it does matter, folks. You need to get mad and get upset about this just like I am. Because, by gosh, our votes do count. Our votes do count. We do matter. We don't want special interest groups deciding our elections. It should be decided by the populist vote of the people, for the people, by the people, not by special interest groups. And scumbags like George Soros, Rupert Murdoch, and all these other scumbag elitists that are controlling, pulling the puppet strings of all this. Folks, get out, do something about it. We'll be back next Sunday at our regularly scheduled time at 6 p.m. Check out our website tomorrow for the article dealing with this. This is Shane LaCroix signing off. Get mad and get active.